Chapter 7, The Great Wizard of Oz. There was a soldier at the door of the palace who had a long green beard. His face was green too, and so was his hair. The little man said to the soldier, "These people want to see the great wizard." "Come in," said the green soldier. "Wait a little, and I shall go to the door of the throne room and tell the wizard that you are waiting for him." Dorothy and her friends waited for a long time. At last the green soldier came back.
"Have you seen the wizard?" asked Dorothy.
"No, I haven't," said the green soldier. "I have never seen him, but I spoke to him through the screen, which was between us. The wizard was behind it. He says that he will see you and do what he can for you. Each of you must come into his room alone. Each day, Oz will see only one of you, so you will stay at the palace for some days. I shall take you to your rooms now. You can rest there."
"Thank you," said Dorothy. "Thank you very much. That is very kind of the great wizard."
Suddenly a bell rang, and a green girl came up to Dorothy. She said,
"That is the signal. You must go into the throne room alone."
She opened the door, and Dorothy walked into a big round room. Dorothy saw a throne in the room. It was made of green emeralds. In the middle of the throne, there was a very, very big head. There were no arms, or legs, or body, only a head. There was no hair on the head, but it had eyes, a nose, and a mouth. Dorothy was frightened. The eyes of the head turned slowly and looked at her. Then the mouth opened and said, "I am Oz, the great and terrible. Who are you, little girl, and what do you want of me?" Dorothy took courage and answered,
"I am Dorothy, and I want your help. I want you to send me home to my Aunt Em and my Uncle Henry. Your country is beautiful, but I want to go home."
The eyes of the head looked at her for a minute. Then the head said, "Where did you get those silver shoes?"
"I got them from the Wicked Witch of the East," said Dorothy. "My house fell on her and killed her, so I took her silver shoes."
Then the head said again, "What do you want of me?"
"I want you to send me back to Kansas to my Aunt Em and my Uncle Henry," said Dorothy again. "Your country is very beautiful, but I don't like it, and I know that Aunt Em is unhappy because she doesn't know where I am."
The eyes of the head opened and closed three times. Then they looked up and down, and after that they looked at Dorothy again. The wizard said, "Why do you ask me to do it for you?"
"Because you are strong and I am not," said Dorothy. "Because you are the great wizard, and I am only a poor little girl."
"But you are strong too," said the wizard. "You killed the Wicked Witch of the East."
"I didn't want to kill her," said Dorothy. "And I didn't kill her. My house did it. It fell on her."
"Well," said the head, "you ask me to help you. You want me to send you back home. And what will you do for me? You must help me first. Help me, and then I shall help you."
"But what can I do?" asked Dorothy. "How can I help you?"
"Kill the Wicked Witch of the West," said the wizard.
"But I cannot do it," poor Dorothy cried out.
"You killed the Wicked Witch of the East, and you wear her silver shoes, so you can kill the Wicked Witch of the West too. Kill her, and I shall send you back to your aunt and uncle."
The little girl was terribly frightened. "How can I kill the Wicked Witch of the West? If you, the great and terrible wizard, can't kill her, how can I do it?"
"I don't know how, but that is my answer.
Kill her. Then come and tell that you have killed her. Now go, and remember, she is very, very wicked. She is terrible.
Poor Dorothy went back to the room where her friends were. There is no hope for me, said Dorothy, and she repeated the words of the wizard. Then she went to her room and cried there. Her friends were very sorry for her, but they did not know how they could help her.